Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, Little Heartland. Rock and roll for you there. Have a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, the president and CEO and King Biscuit over at the Bottom Line Publications organization. Bottomline.inc, is that right?
Bottomlineinc.com
is what I meant
to say. I never heard of dot ink, but maybe it exists. You're very and creative this morning.
I know, that's me. Folks, be sure to subscribe to their Bottom Line personal publication. It's outstanding. You'll love it. Lots of good stuff on everything under the sun in your life. And that comes every other week?
Twice a month. I always joke that Bottom Line Personal, it's 16 pages. It's 30 minutes to read, 30 minutes to smart. That's
there
the way
you go.
I describe it.
I like that. So, okay, back to the report there. You say phony bank accounts are not just from Wells Fargo.
No. I mean, all sorts of banks can be opening up phony
wow.
bank accounts. Wells Fargo got caught.
Why didn't somebody at Wells Fargo go to jail over that?
I don't know. Talk to our justice system. Why didn't all sorts of people go to jail?
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point. Nobody from 08 went to jail. And we wonder why Trump got elected. I'm sorry. But you know, people are sick of this.
People are very
They're sick of having rules for some people and no rules for other people.
Well, and, you know, was it rules? Was it mismanagement? You know, these guys were
No, this was malfeasance.
Pardon? Yes, it was. No, I'm not saying that it's not right.
The Wells Fargo thing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And they opened, you know, but it was, these people were doing, there was no oversight within the company, theoretically. Right?
Well, it was oversight. It was oversight, but it was oversight right. the wrong way. They were
yes.
overseeing them to get new accounts to make bonuses.
It's true.
And the Queen Bee over there was going to leave with a huge parachute based on those bonuses.
Well, that's the funny thing. You know, when products come to market, I did a lot of new product development in my early career, and I worked with a major packaged goods company, and we had to develop, I was an advertising agency, and we had to develop all sorts of concepts for new products. And we went out, tested products, came up with some great ideas, tested really well against customers. And then in the end, they ended up launching a line extension of a leading brand because that's what they could get to market
mm-hmm.
fast to meet the contract mm. for the category manager so he could get his bonus.
Wow.
It wasn't the best idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most innovative idea.
But they didn't do anything fraudulent, though, right?
No, they didn't do anything fraudulent.
It wasn't what was best for the customer, but at least they didn't do something fraudulent.
It wasn't fraudulent, but I think it's a really important lesson
in terms
of short-term versus long-term thinking.
Yeah.
Right? So that
yeah.
how many business decisions are motivated by short-term gains, short-term contract incentives? And it's a really challenging thing. I go through this at the company trying to think about the best bonus plan.
Yeah.
Right? Because what can one person control? What can the company control? What's long-term? You want short-term money, but you need to build a long-term base. And it's a constant challenge for a business owner to think in both long-term and short-term.
Well, what every company has is you have long-term goals and best practices that are being influenced by short-term urgencies, like paying the bills and motivating
right.
people, right?
Right, right.
There's an intersection where they come together and they either crash or they dovetail.
Well, ideally, whatever you're doing short-term still fuels long-term. It's still on the path to your long-term
yeah.
goal.
Yeah.
And you never lose sight of that. So Wells Fargo... Totally. They were one of the most trusted banks going. And they
yeah.
totally lost sight of who they were as a brand in order to hit their short-term goals.
Well, I heard one of their advertisements the other day for as a response to all this, and it did not work, in my opinion. It did not fit. And you know what, folks? I don't mind picking on them because this wasn't some isolated case. The CEO said this wasn't our culture. Well, you know what? Yes, it was your culture. 5,000 people,
right.
employees, a major executive leading the charge. That's part of your culture.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, if that's what they did. So I don't know if you want any kind of tips for people to watch out.
Yeah, please, quickly, yeah.
To them. Mm-hmm. All right, so a couple things. Watch out for any emails that they get or text alerts if anything happens on their account, or set up with your account at your bank to get email and text alerts. So that if anyone tries, you know, I always get an email. If I log on to my online banking, I get an email that says I log on. So watch for that if anything makes any changes to your account.
So, pay attention to that. Of course, you have to also watch for the phishing, right? Sometimes
watch for phishing, right? Read your mail from financial institutions. Look for anything that says welcome or, you know, your new account. So that you'll see that, so then pay attention. It's not just throw that stuff away and think it's junk.
Because now it might actually be something. Now we know it might actually be something bad.
Absolutely. And
Sarah,
monitor your credit.
Good job today. Come back soon. Give us the website
Thanks very much, Jim.
Website one more time.
BottomlineInc.com. Come subscribe.
Check it out, folks. Subscribe to their Bottom Line personal. Comes every twice a month. I'm Jim Blasingame. Take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.